From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. At 80 years old, Indiana's Richard Lugar is the Senate's most senior Republican. He's served there for nearly 36 years. But yesterday, by a wide margin, primary voters forced him into retirement. Instead, they chose State Treasurer Richard Murdoch as Indiana's GOP Senate nominee. It was a victory for Murdoch's hardline, partisan approach to politics over Lugar's more moderate, collaborative style. As NPR's David Wellner reports, fellow senators today mourned Lugar's loss.
It was a nasty campaign in which Richard Lugar's lack of a home address in Indiana seemed to matter more to voters than his record as one of the nation's top foreign policy experts. Still, Lugar was magnanimous last night in conceding defeat.
I want to see my friend Mitch McConnell have a Republican majority in the Senate. I hope that Richard Murdoch prevails in November so he can contribute to that Republican majority in the Senate.
Today on the Senate floor, though, GOP leader McConnell said nothing about Lugar's defeat. The tributes came instead from Democrats, such as Illinois' Dick Durbin, who serves with Lugar on the Foreign Relations Committee.
It's a loss to the Senate that he's leaving, and it's a sad day on both sides of the aisle that Dick Lugar won't be part of the future of the Senate in person.
And Foreign Relations Chairman John Kerry praised Lugar as a man true to the old maxim that politics ends at water's edge.
He was serious. He was thoughtful, and he refused to allow this march to an orthodoxy about ideology and partisan politics to get in the way of what he thought was the responsibility of a senator.
Which is exactly what Lugar did with former Democratic Senator Sam Nunn. They teamed up in 1991 to pass the landmark Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, which has helped former Soviet states secure and destroy thousands of nuclear warheads and long-range missiles. Still, critics such as National Interest magazine's Jacob Heilman say Lugar had lost the clout he once had.
His achievements were in the past, and I think the GOP has changed so markedly that he had no discernible influence inside the party anymore.
Fellow Indiana Republican Dan Coates said today that times have changed dramatically and people in his home state are very frustrated with Washington.
That frustration gets played out sometimes and it affects people who have had long distinguished terms of service.
And for that, says New York Democrat Charles Schumer, Republicans will likely pay a price.
It's only going to give Democrats another pickup opportunity. The more the Republicans embrace the Tea Party agenda and its candidates, the more they damage their chances in November.
A moderate Indiana Democrat, Congressman Joe Donnelly, faces off with Murdoch this fall. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.